This is Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We need to talk about the word because word of the year vote.
That's what they say. Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan, but she is out of town with a bunch of word nerds. Where are you? What are you doing, Ann?
Good morning, Rena. I am in a very, very cold Minneapolis at the American Dialect Society annual meeting, where, among other things, we vote on the word of the year.
The answer is something that you were actually prescient about. What is it?
The answer is because, which I know may strike some people as an odd word of the year, but as linguists, we think that what is happening with the word because is really linguistically interesting because writers online and now speakers in informal speech are using because in innovative ways, which you and I talked about on the program.
Give us some examples just to refresh.
It used to be that because had to be followed by a clause. So I would say, I don't want to go outside because it's really cold. And now I can say, I don't want to go outside because really cold.
So what were some of the runners-up?
The runners-up included selfie and Obamacare, twerk, and slash as a conjunction or coordinator.
But there are a lot of categories there. What were some of the other ones?
There's the category most useful, and because also won in this category, beating out slash. Then we have most creative. And the most creative word of the year this year was catfish as a verb. This came up early in 2013 around the football player, the Notre Dame football player, Monty Teo, who was catfished because he thought he had a girlfriend, an online girlfriend, who turned out not to be real.
Another category, most unnecessary. Here's a shoe-in.
Yeah, and most unnecessary, I think as soon as I say it, everyone will agree it is probably highly unnecessary, which is the noun sharknado,
yeah.
A tornado full of sharks.
Most outrageous.
Underbutt.
Underbutt?
Underbutt. And underbutt is the underside of the buttocks made visible by certain short shorts.
Now, that won't be a problem for me. We're almost out of time, but what's your favorite of the remaining categories?
I think we should end with the most likely to succeed, which was the verb binge watch, which is to watch multiple episodes of a series, often in one sitting. And as someone said, why should that win? And they said, because Netflix.
I get it. Absolutely. And thanks so much.
Thanks, Rena.
All right, safe travels.